Now I'd like to introduce Tim Hulbert, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, to he will be introducing our keynote speaker today.
However, I just always wanted to do that once. I took stolen right from who remembers Professor Irwin Corey? Raise your hand. He started a line once. However, mine's not going to be as good after that, though. Well, maybe it'll be as good. Goddess. Sherry, you're a goddess. I always thought that. Now it's confirmed. Anybody here from the media, write that down. The goddess, our first biennial goddess. Golf by the rules. That's pretty funny. We've never played golf. We have to introduce you to chamber rules. And the better ones, which are we call extreme chamber winter rules. Well, thank you, Daily Progress and WCAV, VAWA, HU, and all the others that you own. WINA, B95, it's Charlottesville Radio Group, The Bridge, and Virginia National Bank. Glenn Russ and I have been talking about something that probably very few people know. That was, when he was in the seminary, I was thinking about being a Christian brother. So anybody needs any Latin lessons, we're available. thank you also, what we refer to as two trees at the chamber, a double tree, Mark Husick and Donna Payne and the fine staff. How about a round of applause for them? The Chamber Business Women's Roundtable, and Dr. Anna Pacheas, did I say it right? I said it right. Who's a Greek Cypriot who can give the second half of the treatise on the legend of the goddess Athena. And she also went to Columbia, so she'd probably give you the third half of it also. thank you, Ginger. And Jennifer, the co-chairs of this great event, will you please stand up? Everybody give them a warm hand. I don't know if she's here, but really one of the great founders of this, Genevieve Blair. Is Genevieve here? No, she's working. She's working for Piedmont Pediatrics. We're happy to do that because one among the children that they take care of is my Princess Mora, so we're happy for that. And then a special thank you for the person who we pay enough money to, but we never get her heart and soul. That comes completely without compensation, who's just a wonderful member of our staff, and that is Danielle Fitzhugh. I said that wrong. We pay her to show up, and she brings her heart and soul to the job at no extra charge, at least so far. a while back, I was talking to Laura Knox, and we had this conversation about the, where she's from, the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, and I told her a story, and then today I recounted the story to her sister, Tish, about my experience in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. I'll just tell you briefly, I was 20 years old, along with nine other Jaspers, which is what you call boys who go to Manhattan College in the Bronx, on our way to Mardi Gras, 1973. If anybody's keeping count, you can do the math. Been a while ago. I haven't been back since. But but we stopped in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, had the best two hamburgers of my life. Absolutely. I'm disappointed to find out that the stop is not there anymore. And I won't tell you the rest of the story, but it did make for the trip across Lake Pontchartrain very interesting. I cleaned that up, didn't I? Tish Haas Williams is the executive director of the Hancock County Chamber of Commerce in Hancock County, Mississippi. In 2000, kind of like Brett Favre, after being away from home for more than 20 years, she relocated to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, on the Gulf Coast with her husband George and her now 12-year-old twin daughters, Georgia and Patricia. I figure out how you get those names. That's good. On August, there was about 400 members of the Chamber of Commerce in Hancock County. And then on August 29th, 2005, we all watched in horror as the Gulf Coast was destroyed. Not destroyed, but obliterated. Business as usual. What does that mean when there's nobody, nothing? Hurricane Katrina hit. It wiped out residents, businesses, parts of the city of Waveland and Bay St. Louis, although they closed the store before then, right? The restaurant. And there was more than 1,000 businesses that were countywide, and more than almost all of them were destroyed or damaged. Tish said that she was the executive director of the Chamber of No Commerce. For the past 3 years, the Chamber has focused on long-term recovery plans. They've been focused on business recovery with support of economic development professionals throughout the county, the International Economic Development Council, something that chambers across the United States did. The American Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives, run by a mutual friend, Mick Fleming, who, in spite of being a Bills fan, is really a good guy, he said, we all need to come together. Your chamber did contribute, and hundreds of thousands of dollars were raised for chambers to help restart these economies in the Gulf Coast as well as in New Orleans. We are very pleased. It took no more than an instant for us to say yes to that, Tish, and we're pleased to find out that you did benefit from that. I guess the neat thing to say is that there were 400 members of the Hancock County, Mississippi Chamber of Commerce on August 28th, 2005. And today there are 600 members of the Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. That's a great tribute to you and to the courage and to the decency of the business community in your community. I suspect she's got a few stories to tell. And so I'll do like most Irishmen do, which is stop talking. Excuse me, what a few Irishmen do, stop talking. Fish.